Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want to read the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And then verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Today we want to share on the subject of the king's deceptive enemy. We have been sharing for the past month or so on the economy of the kingdom of God. And I want you to understand that God wants us to please him with our money matters. And I've been sharing from the book, The Economy of the Kingdom of God. That is my source. Allow me to say that. And when you go to the source of a thing, you will always find more. And when you make effort at acquiring something, God is going to give more unto you. So I want to encourage all of you who have the material, the source, to give yourself to studies, not to reading, but to studies. Because anybody who makes an extra effort, they get more than those who do not make any effort. And God's business is to give you understanding. I'm talking about kingdom understanding. You know, when Jesus Christ was in the temple at the age of 12, he said that he was doing the Father's business. And as far as Jesus was concerned, the first impression, the first thing he said about the Father's business is imparting wisdom and understanding.
Na adie di kanya Yesu kanya fa onyankopa na neja n'adwuma no ne se.
So God's business is to give us a kingdom understanding. And Jesus started it at the kingdom age of 12. The devil's business is to give a religious understanding. It is for you to be reinforced and to perpetuate a religious wisdom or understanding. Because the devil is a religious being.
Esan sa wabon samu yobia wapesa de no me nipa no ade ne sise etena.
His name is Son of the Morning.
Na ni dini anopa eba.
The Bible called him Lucifer, Son of the Morning.
Bible no friend Lucifer anopa hima eba.
That meant that he was the custodian of revelation.
Ẹnu kyerẹ sẹ wọ bọ nsam na wọ wọ nim die ẹwẹ di nsam bebo ho.
When it is dark and Lucifer shows up, there comes light and revelation.
Na sẹ sum wọ họ na sẹ Lucifer dá ne ho adi a, ọbẹ hu han wọ bẹẹbi di ọwọ bia.
Actually, his name Lucifer means the day star.
Na ni di Lucifer no kyerẹ ẹda sran ọsran ni.
He was a distributor of revelation of God in the heavens.
Oyobia, na wena kupon wedi sem eno dene didi chere.
Because anybody who is worshiping God receives a revelation of God.
Obibia la won sumo nyankopono, obenya edi sema efi onyankopono efa ne ho.
Because as you praise and as you worship God, which Lucifer was doing, what God did was that he was manifesting things unto him. He was revealing things unto him.
Na me a wosumo nyame na wotuntum nyame said e na Lucifer ya no na wonyame ba edi sem ni ehita samadi e de chrew.
So when he gets that revelation, he comes to the whole of heaven, and he was the Son of the Morning. He was a giver of revelation of God.
Na se wonyame di said di sem na mana na wa ko osuru ho na oda wonyame di sem na wa de amano no a chrew.
Anytime you worship the Lord, or if you give your life to a life of worship, you will see that God will reveal himself to you. I am not saying when you sing worship songs. Because you can sing worship songs from dawn to dust. But that is not worship. When you really give yourselves to worship, you will see that you will rise up from that place with a revelation of God that you
worshipped.
So Lucifer was showing God to people in heaven.
And it's not Lucifer, why you say Jumanu will add the man when you remember our heaven.
Now, when God brought him down, he decided that he was going to give a negative revelation of God.
Now, and now when you remember what she has, what two nation has as a son or Casa, what about the day when you hear this summer and then the crown you add?
Negative revelation is called religion.
Now, at this summer and then the crown and then the funnel.
So he has been propagating a half-baked understanding of God we call religion all the time.
And iti obosama makwen mwenya minu kwe wase yehuwa ni wone ye nyemi nina ode nukwe kakra nwode bwane afam ho na nuna ye femi religion ayo onipa kwanya wadi shesha atu ho asumu nyame.
So whereas the business of Jesus is to give a kingdom understanding, the business of the devil, because his gift and callings is without repentance, is to give a negative understanding we call religion.
Na say Christo na juma ni nitimpo ni se obama yenye nti asia fa wanyankupo wa hini enuma samono obon samsu diyeni se obama yenye wanipa kwa nini sise ye a eye ajumu sise ya junye ya se eye wanyankupo wa kwa nini.
Anyway, so you must always be careful about an understanding, a kind of understanding that is not the very one Jesus Christ brought down.
And it was say you should me say and tiasia ye benyano e baye tiasia Christo di tre yan pepepe na mom say ya kotre no a na ne ye kwa bi foforo.
So today we are going to look at the king's deceptive enemy we call poverty.
Na ene ye ba besua ade a eye won hene no ana hene no mu inda da dia eye onyame tamfo a ye frenu ohia.
As long as we imitate Jesus as a kingdom bringer, he is going to provide abundantly for us to do our assignment.
Se emra ye behu Christo se onu ni ahinie num ne mom ye sene ne de enye obema ye nyanoma a ye hia de be ye adwuma na amana bosu.
Because he has got a deceptive enemy.
Esan se owo obi a oyo dadafo a oyo ne tanfo.
This enemy is deceptive because when it is coming to you, it comes like a friend.
Na oyo dadafo esan se sa odadafo ye enemy so wa ba won chen a wa ba te se nyonko.
And we are talking about poverty.
Na ye ka sa fa ohia ho.
Poverty comes around you and behaves like I am for you. You see, I am even blessing you, helping you to serve God and all that.
Na ohia ba won chen se nyonko na ba ba dada opo se ewo ohia mu po uhu se da won sum nyame fa.
Even when it is killing you softly. You see, there are some people who are very bad. They are killing you, but they are not showing that they are the one killing you.
Na ebini mo ho a wo ku die. Wo ku nketenkete. Isu omi ya na asrenti wo se wonu pa na oku no. Sa na wo hiate.
And when it comes like that, you would embrace it. You embrace poverty.
Na danu sa esa se wo wiwe wo hunti. O danu wo disu ohia no aye na tu ohia medawa waba mo wayade.
And you make it your permanent friend.
Na wo hia baba ba ye wo nyonko papa pa.
Sometimes you will defend it.
E du ba bi po ohia na wo wo mo no si o wede ye. E yo nyame akon ti wo pe wuji tum.
And you will glorify it.
Now what bad do we hear do we kwe bi so aye fe kwa.
But it is an enemy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
No mom na me pesa woti ase ne se wo hia aye Yesu tanfo.
When he came on earth, he was tempted with all the powers and the glories of this earth. He was tempted because that was what he was looking for.
Na emra Christo be wi ase no bon somebody wi ase ni ma fa fa die nyina eye se wode so na hwe se be ya obenya wono so.
Because the devil stole it away from mankind who were originally given the power and then the wealth of this world.
Nemo obun somu wi fi nipa ho nyama wonya kopon di ma ya sha se wode wo boye obun somu wi aye.
The Bible says that he went to Eden and then he clothed himself with every precious stone.
Na baba mayati asese yoko edin tronum na ade bibiara sika na ade bibiara wanyakopon die sie biara odidwra no ho.
And so Adam was naked physically.
Na Adam de na no wugusu se ye de ni wahu a ye hu ne sa.
But spiritually Adam was not naked.
Na so sumu de na Adam under the ja.
But the devil spiritually he was naked.
Now upon some the susum no odadaja.
So he went to take the wealth of the world to clothe his spiritual nakedness so that he doesn't appear as if he is bankrupt.
Now of a yasimu adia when you coup on the man nipa, so what the bay you know the juran ho, sir bay susumuno, yehuna deja.
The question is, where was Adam when the devil was taking every precious stone, was your covering? The topaz, the emerald, the sardis, the gold, the diamonds, everything. Where was Adam? In the kingdom system.
Na ana Adam wa hi wonyame ahenia ni hihyemu a onma akwa ma bonsam fa ade a wonyakopon de ma ne eye sika kokko asase mu jetre ni ade nyina obonsam fa didura no no na Adam wa.
Adam was behaving like most believers in the kingdom system right now.
Na na Adam wa ye na de te se ejidifo a omo ahenia num sisi a.
I want to show you where that thing landed Adam. Because Adam's focus was so much on his spiritual glory.
That
he forgot all about the wealth and the powers of this world.
And
believers sometimes can go off balance. So that they focus so much on the spiritual to the detriment of the physical.
Na wogide fo de wo madwe nyina akosunsum no so na wo mu o madwe afi wiase nia ekosun nyina.
But when Jesus came on earth,
na ma Yesu ba ya ne de,
among his first focus,
na wo de wo ye ye a na edikan kra no,
was really to get the kingdoms of this world and the wealth of this world. So the devil tempted him with it.
Na na ni ti pon ni se wa be ewiase ni mutumi ani ade ewo mu na wo nyamede ma ye obunsam je ye no Christo ba se wo je ade ade amaye ani to obunsam ye se meso na he.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The devil knew that a time was going to come, and that was the mission of Jesus, where the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ.
Hallelujah. Na no bo samun him say e mi bebe do a ewiase ni mo ahinie nyina no e beba be ye Christo ye owu ano ne dia.
And Jesus had to go for that because it did not belong to the devil. Without it, his children whom he was going to die for were going to fall prey to the devil again, just as Adam was prey to the devil when he focused only on the spiritual and forgot about his physical nakedness.
Now now yes to him say, so when this adjuma no anji ye die na obosam awiefi nipa ho no na wan san anfa manipa dia enko je ne ba obosam be di sadia na be san aso nipa we say the word here Adam ni Eve no.
So the devil told Jesus that if you bow down to me, all these things you are looking for, I'll give it to you.
And it upon some catcher, yes, you say, so we bow master the mamia, and then you are seeing your own.
Jesus Christ refused to bow because the way to obtain the things that God has ordained for us is not for us to compromise our lives, compromise our spiritual lives, compromise our worship to God, compromise our, God being our first and our God. The way is not for us to do the wrong thing and to get it. And Jesus Christ refused to do the wrong thing, and then he got all those things in the end.
Now Yesu amoni mu ase amobro so me san se onum se ekwanya obefa so wadi benya ne waso odi nya ma adasa no enye se wobeye no kwen se de obonsam pe no so enu ti wan bonu mu ase amobro so se de na obonsam ayewen ojina ye ewade asam so na wotumi nya nya na ewo se wonya edima nipa no so.
So Jesus has obtained everything that human beings can ever look for. He said in the book of Matthew 28 that all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. When he resurrected, he got everything that the devil stole back. And so he said, all the power, I suggest to you, the power on this earth is talking about wealth. Power in heaven is talking about our spiritual assets and our the ability for us to reach out unto God. He said that the spiritual and the physical, everything has been given unto me.
Hallelujah.
So that we can use it. He didn't say, and so I am giving it to you. Did he say that? He said, it's been given unto me, so go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are supposed to use the wealth of the world, the powers of this world, the powers of the nations, the powers of people who are powerful on this earth. We are supposed to use it to do what? To advance the message of the kingdom. Everything that Jesus Christ taught, the kingdom, the whole total counsel of God for humanity.
Hallelujah. Nanya Christo ye ne se ojina ne nanso ekwakwaje ade awobunsam wiya fi nipa ho nyina eyetumi awosoro ne awasase so ene ni awonyame bodi man ye awobunsam wiya ye nyina Christo kwakwaje sa de ni na no wiya ye no se yɛde tumi a wɔso ne asase so ahyɛ me nsa ɛno ti mu nkɔnkɔ yɛ mo asuafoɔ ɛno nti ɔwerɛ sɛ yɛbɛnante wɔ saa yiedie no mu na yɛtumi de aka asɛm no sɛdeɛ nyame wewura yɛ sɛ yɛbɛka no sɛ yɛbɛyɛ yɛbɛtwe akra aba ne nkyɛn.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus. That although he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. It is amazing how people can be lackadaisical in their approach to the fight against poverty. Because poverty is the enemy of the Lord Jesus. A disposition of glorifying poverty does not please God. It is not a kingdom attitude. To please God, which is what the kingdom is about, and which is what all the things I'm teaching you is about. To please God with your finances. It's for you to take an active stance against poverty. Why should you do that? Because God hates poverty. If God wants us to be poor, then why does he tell us to give things to the poor? Because if you give to the poor, then you'll be defeating the will of God for people. Then when you have a need, forget about it, because you have to be poor and God wants you to be poor. If God is going to teach wonderful lessons through the people's lack and need and all that, then we should not give unto them, because we will be fighting against God. If God wants you to be poor, why does he promise to meet all your needs? If poverty is God's way of teaching us great lessons in life and making us serve him, then why did he tell us not to pray for it? Why didn't he tell us to pray for it?
Now, so when you per se, oh, here you are done for. I don't know, catch it. One can't tell you, say, I'm a humpire.
There are better ways that, there are kingdom ways that God wants to teach you.
Now, when you're in your corner, when you're coupon, because I'll be so done, I did it.
And God wants to teach your children, and God wants to teach our future generations.
Now, when you're in your corner, when you're
so poverty cannot be the will of God for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God doesn't want you poor so that he will teach you and keep you humble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As long as poverty will make you look humble and make you serve God, the devil will perpetuate it so that you live in that deception that you are humble. But you'll be amazed that the humblest of people are the people who really are rich. You'll be amazed that you'll find pride among very poor people. But look, you go close to people who are rich, especially who are rich the kingdom way, you will find one attribute: that they do not mind soiling their hands, that they do not mind cleaning somebody's, they do not mind to humble themselves.
Now so when you sika ewo nyame ahide kwa no so a obra ne ho asekura esa so ho se ni ye die no eyo nyame na aye ani ti amfa no ho so obeda form so obekoto so obeye den e di abo wo nyame adwuma na mmomo bo ho a woni bi na so se ni hiemu no osum nyame Some
of the things that we perpetuate, and sometimes we use scripture to enforce, some of those things are not the kingdom understanding that Jesus was imparting at the kingdom age of 12, which he called the Father's business.
Na emra ya beye enshemudie na otu dai mu me de akamba to opefe me yehu ne ye wonyame sese ene wonipa sese aya di atumpo ye de babu kotesi ka ho aya dwunya ye se yonyame ahinie na kwan a enya no kre me de susu ne beba betum.
If Jesus wants us poor,
se na yesu pese ye ye hiafo a,
he will not have brought the kingdom. Because the kingdom of God, or the practical influence of God in your life, is the solution to poverty. Any life that the rule of God is in, you will not see one of the symptoms is poverty. You will not see it there. Otherwise, the rule of God is not in its fullest expression. Please understand, it doesn't mean that the person will go to hell who does not have maybe riches and all that. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the practical influence of God over the person's life in the area of his finances is not as God wants it to be. It doesn't mean he will not go to heaven because he is poor. It just means that although he has heaven and he's a citizen of heaven, the rule of heaven, it's not there. And Jesus came to preach and to teach the rule of heaven. The Jews believed God was there, but they have sidelined God into some religious dogma and religious practices. But Jesus came to just take the same word of God and give it an elevated, higher understanding for them to see this is the original kingdom way. And this one is the way that the negative revelator, the former son of the morning, has been perpetrating just to counteract the revelation of God in your life and in the church. He will go for scriptures that you know about, and he will ship it. Didn't he do it to Jesus when he said in that Psalm 91 says that he will give his angels charge over you? Is it not in the Bible? Was it not spoken by people of God? By the man of God, Moses, yes. And Moses did a lot of that. God even allowed Moses to let the people of God even divorce their wives for any reason. I don't like her now. I mean, whatever reason, you divorce your wife. And the Bible says that God suffered you to live like that. It is in the law. You can read it in the Bible. But he says, but from the beginning, it was not so. Jesus' mandate is to take us right across to the first kingdom, and even more.
Na se wonyame ahinie ne mrade a, na wonyame ahinie ne nya wo ya bra bom dia, enye ne nyuma bi wo wa ahinie no ma, obi bi ro de ne ho to Kristo so no, e wo se dedi e wo na bra bom. Ya nka se wo ni sika dia wo ko osu ahimam, ya nka se wo sika bo so wo ko osu ahimam. Na mo ne ya ka ne se, se wonyakopon da ne wo di, na wo yi nukra anase nimdie, ana hita sama wo na ahinie no ma de kira wo dia. Niaka wo bi nsu ni ye die esa se eno ebi betumi aboa mu otumi aye wanyame adwuma ne na waye ni ye na wa hwe ye a obema wo di nipa dwune aka se wo hia ye esa se ode bible quotation beka ho na obusa wanfa ye yesu a oka twen se yesu to ho na wanyame asem se se wo to ho a obema so abofo na ba be so mu di wasi wo eye no kure eno ti wa hwe ni a eye obusa mo ye na adafo na wo dada wanyame asem ma ode fa mu krebi ni fa trofa ho no ye benya adu bi se wo hia ye na nso na entisa onyame ahinie ni dinya na woti ase wo wabra bom dia ene sisa ebebo wabra bom no e wo se bika o sikasam so.
Thank God for his kingdom.
Na mama yenda wanyame ase enam na hinie no so,
because it is a solution to all types of poverty. When Jesus said in the book of Luke chapter 6 verse
20,
that blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. When he said in Matthew 5:3, that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God of heaven.
He
was announcing an end to all types of poverty.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.